morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the teleconference where Mr. Jean-Pascal Bobst, Chief Executive Officer of Bobst Group, will be discussing the company's 2009 consolidated turnover with some preliminary comments on the 2009 full-year financial results, which will be published on 30th of March 2010. Sir, please go ahead.
Good afternoon and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the interest you show in our company by attending this telephone conference. Its purpose is to comment on the Bobst Group 2009 consolidated turnover and give you additional comments about the company situation over the last months of 2009 and the first months of 2010. With me today, we have Mr. Christian Budry, our Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Joseph Sautoro, our Investors Relationship Manager and Group Treasurer. The press release, which was issued this morning, can also be found on our internet website. You have all received it, and you had a chance to review it. 2009 is the last year we are communicating on the three business areas: folding carton, corrugated board, and flexible materials. As you know, with the new group structure, we are organized in three business units since January 1st, 2010, which are Business Unit Sheetfed, Business Unit Webfed, and Business Unit Services. The consolidated turnover 2009 amounts to 1,055 million Swiss francs. In the latest guidance given, it was assumed to range between 1,050 million and 1,100 million Swiss francs. As an example, the group has made already such turnover. This is the level of 1994. We had made at that time 1,052 million Swiss francs with a different product mix and organization. Comparing with 2008, the 1,055 million includes a positive impact on consolidation scope due to Fischer and Krecke for the first quarter 2009, amounting to plus 25 million Swiss francs. Fischer and Krecke was integrated since April 1st, 2008. The three currencies affecting us are the euro, the dollar, and the pound. The exchange rate variations had an impact of minus 37 million Swiss francs. As exchange rates continue evolving negatively in the last months, the impact is 12 million Swiss francs higher than the 25 million Swiss francs expected and announced to you last December. Of the total currency negative impact of 37 million, 24 million are due to euro and 12 million are to the pound. The dollar was stable for the group. Some orders were postponed at year end 2009 within normal business conditions. Taking all the above into account, the turnover of 1,055 million Swiss francs is exactly within the range of what we had expected. The 566 million volume decrease, or minus 34.7%, compared to a lower year 2008, is due to all three business areas. It's important to remember that the drastic slowdown started with corrugated board third quarter 2008, then folding carton in fourth quarter 2008, and flexible material in late first quarter 2009. Services activities are at minus 7.8% and spare parts minus 15% compared to 2008. The major decline in turnover for folding carton and for corrugated board will significantly impact our net profit for 2009, as it is our major margin contribution. We announced for the first semester 2009 an operating loss of 79.3 million Swiss francs, including 10 million restructuring costs. During our September presentation of the transformation program, we announced 60 million restructuring costs for 2009. Second semester 2009 was still affected by high pressure on prices, competition being in a survival mode during this crisis. More detailed information on consolidated results will be given on March 30th. The backlog level early 2010. For machines only, the backlog 2010 is 15% better compared to 2009. This is the case for Sheetfed, business unit Sheetfed, which includes folding carton and corrugated board. For Webfed, we witnessed better order intake for Flexo than early 2009, but no improvement is foreseen for gravure application yet. Globally, the situation remains more or less flat for Webfed. For parts and services, we have also seen an improvement in activities over the last 3 months. The outlook per regions. Most of industrialized countries are more active than 12 months ago, with higher level of confidence to turn quotations into orders. Asia has started to recover much earlier already during 2009, but always with lower level of machine prices, therefore lower contribution. From a market share standpoint, Bock's Group has, however, managed to keep its market share and market position worldwide during this difficult economic crisis. Group transformation and restructuring. The group transformation program, launched last September, is underway, and as mentioned previously, since January 1st, 2010, the group is structured with three business units: the business unit Sheetfed, the business unit Webfed, and the business unit Services. As a reminder, this organization change was required in order to achieve three main objectives. The first one, obtain technical synergies. Second one, simplify the group operations and back office. Those two objectives should help us to reduce and get a lower break-even point. Finally, get revenues in medium segment and where the growth is most likely to come from services. The target of 100 million savings by run rate 2011 should allow the group to get a break-even situation as soon as possible. Our priorities are also to work on net working capital, continuing our efforts on receivables and reducing inventories. More information will be given during our next meeting on March 30th. We know that the 2010 will still be a challenging and difficult year for our group. I hope these explanations are useful to you. Thank you for your attention, and I'm now ready to answer your questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, today's question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you wish to ask a question, please press the star or asterisk key, followed by the digit one on your telephone touchpad. We will take the questions in the order received, and we'll take as many as time permits. Once again, please press star or asterisk, followed by one if you have a question. We will take our first question from Caroline Price from Caprice Management.
Yes, hello. I just had a question regarding, it's going back to something that you said in December. If I'm not mistaken, it was that the total reduction in headcount would be would exceed 700 by the end of the year, by the end of 2009. If that understanding is correct, I'm just wondering if you can talk about that in light of the, you know, the kind of difficult balancing act of retaining enough skilled people, and you know, in case when things improve.
Yes, thank you very much, Caroline. It's correct. We do confirm the 700 range headcount reductions, of course, based on all the measures we announced during 2009. For our management, it's a big challenge, of course, to retain the best skills, and we cannot say we are successful 100%, but however, we have only a few people leaving the company. For two main reasons. First of all, because the group culture is very strong and people are proud to work for Bob's Group overall. And second reason, we continue to innovate, can be innovations in technology, but also with the group transformation that shows to our employees and especially very performing people that we embrace a new era and that people are willing to take over this challenge. Did I answer your question?
Yes, I guess so. You know, maybe you could talk a little bit about what, you know, is the 700 across the board and geographically, you know, like by geography, by division, by kind of activity, like let's say sales, marketing, production. Could you talk a little bit about where these cuts are being made?
Yeah, I would be happy to give you much more information during the March session regarding clear figures. However, what I can answer today is that touch overall across the board skills or layers of people. It can be from top managers to the shop floor. Obviously, we have touched less the shop floor, as I said already in September and December, I guess, because we are working with temporary people on the production side, and we started to reduce the temporary people very early. Now, from the regions, we can say that almost every site, production site, was affected, so from Europe to Brazil and China also. And as you know, in Switzerland, we have made also a redundancy of 280 jobs announced last December.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by one. We will take the next question from Patrick Rafaisch from Bank von Tobel.
Yes, hello. I have three questions, if I may. First, on orders, I didn't quite understand the number you mentioned, the improvement in order intake for sheets, but if you could quickly repeat that. And then also talking about orders, can you quantify your order backlog by business unit in months? And then the second question would be regarding the sales targets you mentioned in December for 2010. You gave a guidance by business unit. Is that still valid? And then lastly, you mentioned the lowering the break-even level. Is that still around 1,300? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rafael. For the first question, the order, the bookings improvement amount is 15%, plus 15% compared to 2009, and this is for machines only. From a sales target 2010 per BU, I can just confirm that, yes, we confirm the numbers we gave in December, and the break-even point will be reached about the 1.3 billion as expressed in December.
Okay, thanks. So maybe just your order backlog in months, is that something you can give us a bit of an idea?
What we can say is that for the business unit Schibsted, we have about 35% of the backlog for 2010.
Of the turnover of
2010. And for the website, we have 70% of the turnover of 2010. 70 for
Okay.
Business unit website, and 35% for the business unit Schibsted.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from Thomas Baumann from NZB.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my question. Mr. Bobs, I would be very glad if you could give us a sort of a picture of what you see in the end markets amongst your client. And I'm still talking about in folding carton, corrugated board and flexible materials. And most importantly, I would like to know what kind of capacity utilization you see at your clients, because obviously that gives us a feedback about the investment climate of your or how urgently your clients must invest going forward. That's my first question.
Thank you, and good afternoon, Mr. Baumann. Yes, I will try to give you as clear as possible information regarding our customers. Our customers had a reasonable activity during 2009. We estimate that from a flat situation to minus 15% of turnover was the impact of the results for our customers. So that shows and that means that for them, the 2009 results should be okay, and they should be ready now to invest and make decisions. They will make decisions based on two major criteria. First of all, they need more capacity because they will get more market share, while maybe we still see or we are seeing in some activities, some industries consolidation. And the second will be to innovate and get or reduce their costs. So they need more technologies. And as you know, we came up last year with eight novelties which help our customers to reduce the overall total cost of ownership. From a productivity and capacity, we can see that the capacity is or was not used very well during 2009. Therefore, you have seen the reduction in service and spare parts last year. But today we see a very big improvement. Therefore, Europe and North America will be the first one to invest again in the high technology type of equipment. However, we have to recognize that the capacity overall in some countries are not used as much as they can, and that's why with the business unit services, and helping by selling some improvement processes or consulting support, we can certainly help our customers to get back to a very profitable level. The requirement of investment based on the installed base will be most likely will come from the American or North American market, because this is where the average age of equipment is older than in Western Europe. And finally, if you take Asia, as I said in my comments earlier, China started to recover very fast already spring or mid-2009, and there we had a chance to participate somewhat, but our customers in China are very busy. However, the premium they are ready to pay for our technology is still too high, and we need to find the solutions for this market.
Well, thank you very much for this extensive answer. My second question is probably an easy one. In connection with the group transformation program, I think a couple of months back, you haven't decided yet about the planned production footprint, and therefore you also said you might hold back the team project. I mean, now, could you give us an update there, and have you decided what your production footprint is going to look like? And with that, could you trigger the team project, let's say, if you wanted to?
Okay, it's a large question, not an easy one, because defining the production strategy for the group like ours within the crisis is very difficult. However, what I can say is that during the first semester 2010, we will present the updated production strategy to the board, which also is included the team project. Mainly what you should know, and maybe in March I will be able to speak more about it, is the shift from a batch production to a lean production philosophy in the group. That will have a huge impact on square meter usage per machine, productivity per employee, and working process. So we decided, while we launched a transformation program of the group, really to look and study very carefully the lean concept for our type of machines, while we are not car industry. But today, with three pilots we run successfully the last 4 months, we can demonstrate the benefit for the group. Therefore, today I can still not give you the final image or picture of the production footprint, but as you know, the lean concept, that will have a very positive impact for the group midterm. So to answer your questions for the team project, still, as I said earlier in December, we will present these to the board during the first semester 2010.
My last question is with regard to the 100 million cost savings that you target for run rate 2011. I know it's premature to talk about the 2009 results, but could you give us an indication, you know, just by and large, how much of that 100 million you already achieved in 2009?
If I may ask you for your understanding, and I will give you all details by March 30th, Mr. Bowman.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star or asterisk followed by 1 if you have a question. We will take our next question from Alex Migliorini from Helvea.
Yes, good afternoon. A few questions on my part. The first one is with respect to the change of the organization to SheetFed and WebFed. With that going live on the 1st of January, has the switchover, has it been problematic? Has there been a lot of confusion? Has that run as smoothly as you expected? Basically, if you could give us a feel on how that's working, and whether, you know, you have significant obstacles there over the next few months before that is ironed out completely. The second thing is with respect to the creation of the services division. Perhaps, again here, if you can give us an indication of how your clients have received the creation of a separate division, which I believe is going to the client on a separate basis for long-term service contracts. And perhaps if you can, again, elucidate on the spare parts business, that rebounded H2 versus H1, and you've mentioned that it's improved more significantly over the past 3 months, but would it be right to say that there are a good number of machines that are not being used that may be in the process of being sold and that therefore could delay an improvement in demand for you?
I'm sorry, just the last questions, I did not get your...
Yeah, with respect to spare parts, I mean, that would suggest that, okay, there has been an improvement over the past 3 months, but perhaps there is there a large number of unutilized machines that people are trying to sell at the moment, secondhand machines, and that therefore could delay some of the improvement for new machine sales for you?
Thank you. The first question regarding the change organization, Webfed and Sheetfed. We can say that overall we do not have major roadblocks, and this is evolving as expected. Of course, change management is not easy, and it will be not normal that we don't see here and there some issues, but overall we are on track with the implementation of the business unit Webfed and Sheetfed. Regarding the, and I would say for the main roadblocks as you asked for, is certainly how we do transfer over the, during the first semester 2010, the right competences and technical knowledge from one place to another, and this is what we are targeting and focusing very carefully during these weeks and months of H1 2010. The creation of service, of business unit services, first of all, today, to our knowledge, we are pleased to see that customers are welcoming this new activity and new focus. Customers know that it's not a 24 hours turnaround, it will take some months to get there, but they can see already, they were informed properly, region by region, and they can see, and they will be able to see in the next months already some measures or decisions, quick wins, to make the difference and say both group is taken care of and we want to get our act and deliver results. So no over-promising target of objectives which we cannot achieve for H1 2010, but very clear target per quarter for 2010, which one we want to deliver, where and by whom. And already by setting the new organization and telling our customers who will be the key contact and who will take care of them, we are sure we will give a benefit and a positive input to the market. You should know that there we will be much more present also with technical days on the key markets in Europe and North America, the management and the local teams to support them and demonstrate to our customers that we are there and we want to serve this industry. The third question, it's a complex one. We don't believe that the reduction of sales for spare parts last year is coming from the an excess of second-hand machines on the market. Yes, you do find more second-hand machines on the market for all product lines, and that created more to lower down the sales price of the second-hand machines value. Now, the reduction of turnover for spare parts last year was most likely because our customers were not as busy as they should be, and therefore, instead of three shifts, they had maybe one shift or two shifts, and therefore they had also cost reductions program and decided to save cash. But what we have seen the last months is certainly much more activity and quotations for retrofits or for new innovations or retrofits on equipment, and the consumable items or spare parts is moving also into the right way. Now for second-hand machines, the risk is more that these markets will delay or be a real alternative for our customers compared to new equipment, and therefore we will, as I said, organize open house or technical days to make sure that our customers do value the new innovations we launched last year and we will launch this year also. Did I answer to your questions?
You did. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Charlie Fehrenbach from AWD.
Hello, gentlemen. You gave us the guidance. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, you gave the guidance for sales this year 4,250 million, more or less. You said break-even level will be around 1.3 billion. So we have to expect another loss in this year.
Thank you very much for your question, Mr. Fernbach. Yes, we target 1,250,000,000 turnover. Of course, to say that we cannot achieve a break-even with this level of turnover is very difficult, and we cannot promise today because we don't have a clear visibility first on the product mix, because depend on product mix, if you sell a lot of equipment in Asia, then as I said, our contribution level will be lower. Second, big challenge with suppliers. We don't know exactly how the supplier base will evolve, from raw material to different hardware. And third, the transformation program has a huge impact and huge stretch by cutting costs in the group, and we have to make sure we can deliver month after month. Finally, we have also a currency impact, which basically we don't know how that will impact or affect our results. But we are striving for a break-even situation. That's why we say as soon as possible, and we will do our utmost to achieve that.
Thank you very much. Maybe a second question. You gave in December, you had a more optimistic scenario for 1.5 billion of sales. Would you say this is not realistic from the point of view at the moment?
I'm not sure I understand properly your question. If not, then please tell me. The 1.5 billion was not a scenario in a way we would make a 1.5 billion turnover. That was just an estimation, a window we presented last March 2009. And so we took the same chart from March 2009 to mention the low and the high, and in between, of course, we unfortunately we are still on the low side, which is 1.250.
Okay, thank you very much.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one. There appears to be no further questions. I'd like to hand the meeting back to Mr. Bubbs for his closing remarks.
Thank you for your questions and interest. As you have seen, 2009 was a year with very complex challenges, and 2010 will remain difficult. Thanks to the group transformation program, we are taking the necessary measures to go back to a profitable situation as soon as possible, as well as working on net working capital. However, we should not underestimate the amount of efforts, change management, and efforts to secure customer satisfaction and quality of all our services while making this major transformation. The group senior management has the right sense of urgency to make it happen and deliver results. We need also a normal macroeconomy to achieve our objectives 2010. Thank you for your attention and see you all in Trilly, March 30th for the consolidated results 2009.
Thank you, Mr. Bubbs. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's conference. On behalf of Bubbs Group, thank you for your participation.